Wednesday, May 17th.
All right, time now for more trivia on WCHL. That's why Freddie Kiger gets paid the big bucks.
I just, every time I walk out of here, folks, I'm calling my investor.
Yeah, you should.
Yep.
You need to keep track of all that stuff.
Jim Sessoms, you're getting a phone call.
It's hard
getting
for
a phone call.
One person to keep up with all that. You need an investment advisor.
Yep.
What's up with you today, man? You got a good question?
Just happy to be here.
Yeah. I like the way you dressed up for today.
Thank you.
You actually wore a shirt with buttons on it.
Yeah, I have a sloppy sweatshirt over the top, obviously.
Yeah, but I mean, I see that shirt poking out, and you did well.
Yeah,
you took
button down,
little extra time
button
getting dressed
down.
Yeah, pretty impressive though.
Thank you very much.
I'm telling you. Well, what you got? You got a good question?
Well, athlete actors.
Okay.
Athlete slash actors.
All right.
Everybody ready?
Yeah, there are more than a few of those.
Okay. If Kareem Abdul-Jabbar had a role in Airplane.
That's right.
Over under. And Jim Brown of the Cleveland Browns had a role in
The Dirty Dozen. That's right.
What former professional athlete had a role in Mel Brooks' Blazing Saddles?
Oh, yeah, I got that. I know that.
All right, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was the co-pilot in Airplane. Mm-hmm. Jim Brown was one of the Dirty Dozen.
And Jim Brown's been in some other stuff, too.
Yeah.
He was in Any Given Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
What former professional athlete had a role in Mel Brooks' Blazing Saddles?
Call right now if you know the answer.
Hi, this is Ron Stutz. A lot of things have changed at WCHL, including a brand new broadcast location at University Place in Chapel Hill. But one thing hasn't changed, and that's our Hometown Hero program. Our friends at Performance Auto Mall and all of us at WCHL have been saluting hometown heroes for a long time. There's one every week. Tell us about someone you think should be in our spotlight. Go to chapelboro.com and nominate that special person. Thanks on behalf of Performance Auto Mall and all of us here at 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, the new WCHL.
I believe you would be talking about the athlete who had a role in Blazing Saddles.
Yeah.
Would be a big offensive lineman by the name of Alex Karras.
Was he offensive or defensive?
I think he was a defensive lineman. He was a defensive lineman. Yeah.
Alex Karras.
Alex Karras.
Of the
Detroit Lions.
Correct.
But he was also called Mongo
movie. He was Mongo.
And he knocked out the horse. Remember that?
Yes. That would not go down well right now. But
not with animal rights activists.
No. As it should be.
But it was a movie, folks. Come on.
It was a movie, yeah. And he was also a professional wrestler. Then, of course, he had other stints on several series.
Yeah, he was on some TV show
as well. Was he Monday Night Football for a while?
Yeah, I think he did that, but he was also on a television show.
Yeah, it was like the Uncle or something.
It was like with Webster.
Yeah, that's it.
That was the show.
That's it. Very good.
He was like the dad in Webster. You know, but
Mongo like candy. Candy gram for Mongo.
But he passed away, didn't he not?
Yes, he's gone.
Yeah.
Candy gram for Mongo.
Mongo like candy. That's some funny stuff, man. Whatever happened to Cleavon Little?
I see him every now and then.
Really?
Yeah, but not often.
No.
That was kind of like his coming out party, so to speak.
It was, but then he went back inside, you know, wherever he came out from.
Yeah. And then Gene Wilder, of course, is gone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow. That's funny stuff.
Oh.
Sitting around the campfire.
Oh. Hilarious. And Slim Pickens.
Oh, man, I love that guy.
I love Slim Pickens.
Me too. You ever see him in
Dr. Strangelove?
Did you see him in Honeysuckle Rose with Willie Nelson?
No, I missed that.
Oh, man, you got to see it. It's hilarious.
Okay. And he's also hilarious in 1941 when he's captured by the Japanese and placed in the mini sub.
True.
Slim Pickens.
Hey, thank you, man.
You're welcome.